On a beautiful Veterans Day weekend and 3 days to get lots done around your landscape and garden. When we hit the, you can tell people are ready because the lines are loaded at 1-888-767-4348. When you hear us take a call, that's your best opportunity to dial in. We're going to start with Wendy in Phoenix, who's having trouble. We've been talking all day, and usually the theme is growing and planting something.
Right.
And she wants to kill something in her yard and
okay.
See if we can help her.
Yeah.
Wendy, good morning.
Good morning. I do want to kill something. We have a horrible problem with acacia trees. They are like weeds, and they grow. We have we're on an irrigated lot, and we've cut them down. We've drilled holes in them and put some stuff that we bought down
wow.
there, and they're just very invasive, and they keep coming back. And even when you've cut the stump, a leg will come out from the stump, and we just don't know how to get rid of them.
Well, the best way would be to dig the stump out, of course. That's a fair amount of work. Other than that, there are some commercial brush and stump killers that you can use to treat the stump. They are pretty invasive trees. Wherever you have root system, if you damage the root system, sometimes they'll send up a little water sprout, a little shoot. There are some herbicides a professional would need to apply it that are a contact herbicide that will kill the foliage.
And I'll tell you, Wendy, I have yet not to be able to kill something with a brush and stump killer. And what I do, Bill, is I cut the tree or the brush or whatever I'm trying to kill down fairly close so I get as large a diameter of the stalk as I can get. Mm-hmm. And then I take a drill and like a 3/8 or a half-inch paddle drill bit, and I'll just drill right down the center of that stem, and I'll go as deep as the drill bit will go, and then I pour the brush and stump killer down there. And if it's a 4 or 6 inch diameter, I'll drill 4 or 6 holes, fill it with that brush and stump killer. I have yet to have anything survive that.
Sounds good to me. That maximum contact with that herbicide is going to get into the system of that plant and kill it.
Yeah, and then at that point, you can get in there and let it rot for 6 months or a year, and then you can get in there and
dig it out pretty easy.
All the little tributary roots kind of collapse and fall off. You've got the 1 or 2 tap roots. You get in there, Sawzall metal cutting blade or bimetal blade, and get in there and go through the rocks, the dirt, everything.
Yep, so we'll just dig it up and use an axe.
Take
it out, right.
There you go. But they are very persistent. They are very because they propagate by
several varieties of acacia. They are, I believe it's the Seligna and the Salicina. They have a tendency to shoot those little water sprouts up, and they can be kind of a nuisance.
Okay. Now, once she gets that out of there, couldn't she get to Elgin Farms and pick up aren't they running specials right now on live Christmas trees?
Well,
wouldn't this be the time to do that?
It's close. It's close. It's close. They're going to be available after Thanksgiving. That is, you're actually going to hear that in just a minute at the next commercial break. They're living Christmas trees. We were talking about some varieties. You called them the Aleppo pine?
Right. Well, the Eldarica, which is the Afghan pine.
Aleppo, Afghan,
and then the
sorry.
Aleppo pine. Of course, these are from, obviously, Afghanistan and Syria. And one of the unique things that folks don't always realize is they actually need a fair amount of water in the wintertime. In their native land, they get the rains in the wintertime, so those trees are used to winter watering. They need deep waterings in the wintertime. You know, we back off on our watering here because it gets cold, but they need to continue the watering in the wintertime. That's one of the contributors, they feel, to the pine blight, which has been kind of a controversy in the valley. But deep watering in the wintertime, keep the water up on those pines.
And they're available in 24-inch boxes. You go over, you pick one up, or you pick one out, and they'll deliver it to you. You put it, if you've got room to put that in your house, go for it. But
beautiful
if not,
tree.
Put it somewhere on the back patio. After you're done with the Christmas and the celebration, she could put it right in that where that old acacia stump used to be.
Yeah.
Just drop that pine right in there, and do a living Christmas tree 4 or 5 years, man. You have a nice little
orchard.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. A windbreak or a visual screen or whatever. But if you do that, just keep in mind that, you know, you've got to keep it watered while it's in the house. You've got a little bit of logistics to handle there. And I also heard that all the Forest Service now are right now opening up for pulling permits, you know, the family tradition of going and cutting your own tree. So if that's in your future, just know that the Forest Service are opening for permits right now. So grab a permit and be prepared to start marking out your little Arizona staycation around harvesting your own Christmas tree.
And make sure you bring a tape measure. It's very easy to get out in the wilderness where you're surrounded by trees that are 40, 50 foot tall and see one. And you're like, oh, that'll fit in my house, not realizing it's 12 feet tall. And you get home and you got a 9-foot ceiling. And, yeah, cut the thing in half just to get it inside. It's very deceitful when they're growing in the wild to realize just how big those little trees are.
7 feet is 7 feet.
So make sure you bring a tape measure. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you for anything about your landscape garden.
And one of the other things that a lot of people are dealing with at this time of year, Bill, is feeding the birds.
Mm-hmm. With rice seed.
Yes.
Or grass seed, I'm sorry.
Sure, I mean, that's a nice inexpensive way to feed the birds.
Golly. Sure, sure. We must have been the only ones in our neighborhood that did winter lawn. We usually have some birds. It was the invasion this year. I couldn't believe how many birds we had in our backyard.
A Hitchcock movie.
Golly, it was incredible. But it does come up. You know, it's down for about a week. Pour the water to it. Comes up. A lot of ball spots. I want to talk to you when we get back after the bottom of our break. We've got the ball spots in the lawn that's come up. How do we address that now that the weather's gotten a little bit cooler? I know we can take care
of it. We've got ideas.
All right. Fantastic. It's In the Garden with Rosie on the House. Give us a ring. Lines are open now.
The number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.